Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Forget what the Maulana Sahib said. No, it's not true. I'm just local from here. Live in Oldham. I've been here for quite a few times, alhamdulillah. And I would like to say Jazakallah khair again, once again, with a different imam, alhamdulillah. That I want to say thank you so much for inviting me today. I'm going to do three nasheeds. How long do I have? 10 minutes? Because I don't want to take Mufti Sahib's time. And I have another dawat for me to go to as well. So I won't take long, inshallah. We have a lot of children here, mashallah. It's good to see. And I want the crowd to, inshallah, sing along with me. It just gives a good feeling, inshallah, and everyone can feel part of the gathering as well. So are you kids, are you all ready to sing with me? I'm going to sing this famous nasheed, which was written at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, I recorded this nasheed with my children about 4 or 5 years ago. Any guess which nasheed that was written at the time of the Prophet? No adults, just children. Any children can tell me? Yes, mashallah. Subhanallah, may Allah reward you. So are you guys ready? Just loosen up a bit, inshallah. Don't be shy. Yeah, you ready? Bismillah ar-Rahman. So we're going to sing Tala al-Badru alayna min thaniyatil wada, inshallah. Bismillah. Everyone kindly recite some Durush Sharif first. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Kama salli ta'ala Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim. Allah wa alayka ala Muhammad. Bismillah ar-Rahman.
طلع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله دا ما دعا لله دا.
Now it's your turn. You gonna read with me, inshallah? Together, everyone, loudly.
طلع البدر علينا من سنيات الوداع وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله دا ما دعا لله دا.
You know, brothers, the parents who are here, please make sure you make your children listen to nasheeds. Because I've been to some gatherings. The children straight away they engage because they know the nasheed from before. Because the parents make them listen. Subhanallah. So please encourage your children to listen to halal nasheeds, music free nasheeds. Again, start with me.
طلع البدر علينا من سنيات الوداع وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله دا ما دعا لله دا. Oh, the white moon rose over us from the valley of Wada, and we owe it to show thankfulness where the call is to Allah, where the call is to Allah. Oh, the white moon rose over us from the valley of Wada, and we owe it to show thankfulness where the call is to Allah.
Everyone ready, steady, say together loudly.
طلع البدر علينا.
Don't be shy, brothers.
طلع البدر علينا من سنيات الوداع وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله دا ما دعا لله دا. أيها المبعوث تبعث فينا جئت بالأمر المطاع جئت شرفت المدينة مرحبا يا خير داع مرحبا يا خير داع أيها المبعوث فينا جئت بالأمر المطاع جئت شرفت المدينة مرحبا يا خير داع
Together, Twala, can't hear you, brothers. You guys need proper oiling, I'm telling you. Come on, guys, together.
طالع البدر علينا من سنيات الوداع وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داع ما دعا لله داع The masters coming with the words to be obeyed. You have brought this city nobleness. Welcome, O Kali, to God's way. Welcome, O Kali, to God's way.
Say,
Tala'al. علينا من سنيات الوداع وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله دا ما دعا لله دا طلع البدر علينا من سنيات الوداع وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله دا ما دعا لله دا ما دعا لله دا ما دعا لله دا
جزاك الله may Allah سبحانه وتعالى give us the tawfiq to act upon all the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam now my next nasheed is another famous nasheed It's called the Qasida Burda. So we're going to, inshallah, recite again together. I'm not going to let you guys off. I'm going to make you, inshallah, sing with me today. So this one is another famous nasheed. No introduction needed. Mawla salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayri khan kullihmi. I'm going to, inshallah, incorporate some Urdu words, some English and Arabic, inshallah. Bismillah.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
The elders should know these words. Come on, brothers, together.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وثقلي محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفاري قيني من عرب ومن عجام سي مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب بالذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم سي مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم. دلیل زندگی وہ ہے کمال بندگی وہ ہے, دلیل زندگی وہ ہے کمال بندگی وہ ہے, دلیل زندگی وہ ہے کمال بندگی وہ ہے, دلیل زندگی وہ ہے کمال بندگی وہ ہے. کوئی بھی دور ہو اس میں میرا جی آدمی وہ ہے, وہی تو دین دنیا ہے جو بات آپ نے کہی. سے مولایا صلی وسلم دائماً ابداً علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم, مولایا صلی وسلم دائماً ابداً علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم. درود پر سلام پر یہی کہنا خدا کا ہے, درود پر سلام پر یہی کہنا خدا کا ہے, درود پر سلام پر یہی کہنا خدا کا ہے. خدا کے بعد جو ہے مرتبہ صلی اللہ کا ہے, وہی سردار عالم ہے وہی غمخوار امت ہے, وہی تو حشر کے میدان میں سب کی شفاعت ہے. شفاعت کے لیے سب کی نظر ان پر لگی ہوگی. اس طرح سے مولایا صلی وسلم دائماً ابداً علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم, مولایا صلی وسلم دائماً ابداً علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم. یا ربی بالمصطفی بلغ مقاصدنا, یا ربی بالمصطفی بلغ مقاصدنا, واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. Oh my Lord, send peace and blessings on your beloved, the best and perfect creation that you created. Say مولايا صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم, مولايا صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مصطفی 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 مصطفی. وہ ہے شمس الضحا, وہ ہے بدر الدجا, وہ ہے شمس الضحا, وہ ہے بدر الدجا, وہ ہے میرا نبی, وہ ہے میرا نبی. تجھ سا کوئی نہیں, تجھ سا کوئی نہیں, تجھ سا کوئی نہیں, تجھ سا کوئی نہیں. سے مصطفی, ویری سمپل, آل اٹ سیز مصطفی 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 مصطفی. سید الاولین سید الاخرین, سید الاولین سید الاخرین, وہ ہے میرا نبی, وہ ہے میرا نبی. تجھ سا کوئی نہیں, تجھ سا کوئی نہیں, تجھ سا کوئی koi nahi tujhsa koi nahi say mustafa 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 rehmat do jahan ahmad mustafa rehmat do jahan ahmad mustafa rehmat do jahan ahmad mustafa wo hai mera nabi wo hai mera nabi tujhsa koi nahi tujhsa koi nahi tujhsa koi nahi tujhsa koi nahi say mustafa 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 tini amar nabi priyo mayar nabi surjer alo tini chadar hashi tini say mustafa 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 mujtaba wo hai mera nabi tujhsa koi nahi tujhsa koi nahi mustafa mustafa say mustafa 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 mustafa
jazakallah khair thank you so much for me monar sahab I'm going to take ijazat leave is that okay Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Jazakallah khairan to Hafiz Mizan sahab, mashallah, for those very enlightening nasheeds. So inshallah, without any further ado, I'd like to call upon Mufti. Ajay, Mufti sahab is going to do wudu. Ajay, just before Mufti sahab comes on, I'll just continue. So Hafiz sahab mentioned some very important words, and it's very important. I thought when Hafiz sahab started the nasheed, I thought all the youngsters are going to be joining in. And I think what he mentioned is true, that you don't listen to nasheeds. If I was to ask about pop stars and singers and what's their best song out, I'm sure many of you would know. When we talk about nasheeds and the words of praise of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then many of us don't know. We don't have any idea. And that's a problem. All the youngsters in my class and the students are always telling me about this and that trend and that's going on and the other's going on. You guys are well aware of everything. So similarly, we need to create in our hearts a love for the words of Allah, the Quran, and also the words which bring us close to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Remember, these nasheeds are nothing new. From the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you had the sha'id and the poet of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His name was Hassan ibn Thabit. And some narrations mention that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would actually establish a minbar, a pulpit, a place for Hassan to sit on. He would sit on there and he would recite poetry in defense of Islam and in defense of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah would listen to this and he would enjoy listening to this. And throughout history, many of our pious predecessors and saints, they would listen to poetry and this would draw them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this Qasida Burda that Hafiz sahab recited is such a beautiful poem. And it's such a blessed poem. And the history of this, it's written, or it was narrated by Imam Al-Busiri rahmatullahi alayhi. And it's mentioned that Imam Busiri rahmatullahi is a great saint of Allah, I think from Morocco. He's a great saint of Allah, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what happened on one occasion, his eyesight was taken away. His eyesight was taken away. So he sat down and at night time he started reciting these beautiful couplets. And these couplets, the Qasida Burda, is so amazing. Some people have difference of opinion about them, and they say certain words inside of them can be misunderstood. However, the reality is that these words are full of not just love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but there are so many secrets of how to discipline your soul, how to get rid of bad akhlaq, how to draw oneself closer to Allah. If anyone looks at the Qasida Burda, you see it's split up into chapters. And each chapter has a different theme and a different topic. And each chapter is so beautiful, subhanAllah, when he talks about his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when he talks about how his nafs is always, how his desires are always his barrier between him and Allah, and how he wants to eradicate and how he wants to stop his desires from affecting him. So it's such a beautiful poem. And he started reciting this poem at night time, and as he was reciting, he fell asleep. And in the morning and at night time in his dream, he saw that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, and Rasulullah took off his chadar, his shawl, and he put it over the blessed face of Imam al-Busiri. And when Imam al-Busiri rahmatullahi alayhi woke up in the morning, his eyesight was restored. He could see again. So this was a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed through Imam al-Busiri rahmatullahi alayhi. And after that, one of the courtiers of the king of the time, one of his ministers, he fell ill. And when he fell ill, he saw in a dream, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "You want to get cured from your illness? Go to Imam Busiri." Because Imam Busiri had not told anyone about this poem. He had not told anyone. It's not something to show off about. And these people, they didn't show off. So he was told, go to Imam Busiri and ask him, get the medicine of him. So he came to Imam Busiri and he said, "Oh Imam, I saw in a dream, I have this problem, and I saw in a dream Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me to get the shifa and the cure from you." And he said, "The only shifa I have is this," and he gave them this. And that's why it became known as the Qasida Burda. Qasida is some poetry, and Burda means the cloak or the shawl. So the poetry which is in regards to the shawl. And in Syria, if you go, or any throughout the Arab countries, they have great love of this poem because they understand it. Our people, because we don't understand Arabic, Qari Sahib recited such beautiful verses of the Quran. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu qul li azwajika in kuntunna. Subhanallah, when I recite this verse, it strikes me. يا أيها أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها النبي إن كنتن قل لأزواجك إن كنتن تريدن الحياة الدنيا وزينتها فتعالين أمتعكن وأسرحكن سراحا جميلا وإن كنتن تريدن الله ورسوله والدار الآخرة فإن الله أعد للمحسنات منكن أجرا عظيما. سبحان الله. You know, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had multiple wives. And this was something specific to Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody else is allowed to have that many wives. This was specific to him. And a time came when Allah ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, an ayat where Allah ta'ala said, "O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after this you're not allowed to get married anymore." So his wives, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, his wife sometimes, well, on one occasion it's mentioned that they were discussing, you know, because their financial situation was not very great. Rasulullah lived a life of poverty, a life of simplicity. So the wives were discussing amongst themselves their financial situation. Allah Ta'ala revealed a verse in the Quran. And when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam found out that his wives were discussing this, he was very upset. And there are differences in the tafsir. But Allah revealed this ayat in the Quran. O wives of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if you want the dunya, if you want wealth and money, then come to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will give you some money and you'll be happy. But if you want Allah and his Rasul, if you want Allah and his Rasul and the hereafter, then have patience, and because Allah ta'ala will reward the muhsinat, those who do good, with great reward. Meaning, if you want Allah and his love and to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you need to be patient upon a life of difficulty. And this was a message Allah Ta'ala is saying to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And similarly, Allah is telling us, till the day of judgment, that anyone who wishes to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will test them. It's normal, and it's nothing to be scared of, and it's nothing to get worried about. And those who are close to Allah, they will use these tests and trials and tribulations to boost themselves and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Till Allah mentions so many times in the Quran, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ أَلِفْ لَا مِمَا حَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. So many verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you think Jannah is so cheap? You think Jannah is so cheap? I'm going to chill out, I'm going to have a really nice life, have my big mansion, have my very nice sports car, live life the way I want. I want to eat takeaway, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to sleep, miss Fajr namaz, I want to do anything I want to do. And you think Allah is just going to give you Jannah? Rasulullah in one hadith sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَا أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Remember, this transaction that you've made with Allah is very lucrative, is very expensive. You're asking Allah for Jannah, wherein you're going to reside forever and ever till eternity. And you think you're going to get it that cheap? I'm going to live life the way I want to, and Allah's going to give me Jannah because I'm so special. So these poetry is very beautiful, and inshallah we need to connect ourselves to these kind of things. Mufti Sahib is back, and so I don't want to delay his time, inshallah. Without any further ado, I'd like to call upon Mufti Asad Waqas Sahib to come forward and enlighten us with his words of wisdom.